From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A flood of refugees has reached Austria and Germany, but thousands more are expected. The two countries opened their borders Saturday to thousands of migrants traveling by bus, train, or on foot to cross Austria and continue into Germany. However, Hungary's police chief said that authorities would no longer provide bus transportation for migrants to the Austrian border, saying that Friday's provision was a one-off. The European Union member countries have been divided in the face of an unprecedented migrant influx. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini called for a unifying European approach to effectively respond to the crisis.
It is here to stay, and the sooner we accept it psychologically and politically, the sooner we will be able to respond in an effective way and to manage in an effective way.
Austria's Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz said that the migrants' plight and the growing human cost was a wake-up call for Europe to resolve its biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Warplanes from the United Arab Emirates bombed Shiite Houthi targets across Yemen Saturday, one day after at least 55 soldiers from the Saudi-led coalition were killed in a rebel missile strike. Medical sources at hospitals in the capital city, Sana'a, said that 24 civilians were killed in the city as a result of the attacks. The airstrikes came one day after 10 Saudi troops were killed in a rebel missile attack that hit an ammunition depot in Marib, about 120 kilometers east of Sana'a. That attack also left 45 UAE soldiers dead. This is VOA News. Anti-Syrian government violence spread on Saturday in the heartland of the country's Druze minority, one day after the assassination of a prominent anti-government cleric. According to the British-based Observatory for Human Rights, supporters of Sheikh Wahid Balus blamed the government for the twin car bombings that killed him in southwestern Sweida province. At least 25 other people also died in the blasts. Observatory chief Rami Abdel Rahman said that six members of what he called regime security forces were shot dead on Friday night. Syrian TV footage showed mayhem in the aftermath of the explosions, with civilians scrambling to remove the injured from the scene as a huge cloud of black smoke billowed above. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed concern over reports of Russia's enhanced military buildup in Syria in a telephone call on Saturday to his Russian counterpart. The State Department says that Kerry made clear that if such reports were accurate, those actions could further escalate the conflict, leading to greater loss of innocent life. He said it could also increase refugee flows and risk confrontation with the anti-Islamic State coalition operating in Syria. Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov agreed that discussions on the Syrian conflict would continue in New York later this month. The New York Times reported that Russia has sent a military advance team to Syria and was taking other steps that Washington fears might signal plans to vastly expand its military support for President Bashar al-Assad. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said Saturday that the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine has been respected for a week. Speaking on Ukrainian national television, Mr. Poroshenko said that this is the first time since the Western brokered agreement was signed in Minsk in February that no Ukrainian soldier has died in fighting. It has been reported, however, that several servicemen and civilians died or were wounded since Wednesday. U.S. President Barack Obama used his weekly address Saturday to mark the Labor Day holiday, even as national unemployment reached its lowest level in 7.5 years. Mr. Obama said that the gains in employee rights, including a 40-hour work week, overtime pay, and the minimum wage, were the result of hard-won fights by the labor movement.
All of those gains were fought for and won by the labor movement. Folks who are working not just for a bigger paycheck for themselves, but for more security and prosperity for the folks working next to them as well.
The president urged the Congress to pass a budget before an October 1st deadline when a lack of a spending plan could lead to a government shutdown. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.